This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Toastmasters live event. My name is Beau Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we are here, finally, in beautiful Las Vegas.
Bally's Las Vegas.
We are. It's the 80th Annual Toastmaster International Convention. Do you know what that means, Ryan?
That next year is the 81st.
Yes. Well, I was going to say there were 79 before us, but hey, it's the same joke anyway.
Right.
So, Ryan, you have been here since last night. Correct? Or two nights ago?
Two nights ago, yeah.
So you were here the full day Wednesday. Wednesday yes. was officially the first day of the conference. There were some things going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things to do. I unfortunately missed that, but you did attend all the events. Let's talk about them a little bit.
Sure.
Let's give our listeners a little taste of what they missed, those who weren't fortunate enough to attend this wonderful convention.
Sure.
Starting with Wednesday evening, what happened? What was the first thing?
Or actually, Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Okay.
Yes. Well, Wednesday, August 17th, was an historic day for Toastmasters International, as you know, Beau, as the refreshed branding was announced.
That's right. The new brand.
Released. Yes. So throughout the conference facilities, there's the signage and placards with the new logo and whatnot. But yesterday morning, there was a branding workshop for district leaders and brand ambassadors. It was fantastic. It was really good.
Let me put you in the hot seat, Ryan.
Yeah, sure.
What do you think of the new brand?
I love the new brand.
Are you just saying that because you have to?
No. My very first exposure to it, I thought, wow, this is not what I expected. I don't know what I expected,
yeah.
But it wasn't what I expected. But then it's really grown on me very quickly,
yeah.
I have to say. And the new tagline, I absolutely love, where leaders are made. Toastmasters International.
It almost brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it?
You could see that? I was trying to hide it.
Yeah, I've heard almost all good things about the new brand.
Yeah.
The new logo, the new look, which is great.
Right.
It means that they did their job well and people like it. It looks fresh and new and young and hip.
It does. And I think what's important too is it's not just a new logo, new colors, but the new brand has really been an in-depth, I don't want to say transformation of the organization, but it goes beyond the printed materials. The main mission of Toastmasters International is staying the same, but the brand is a way to present that message in a consistent, professional,
right.
organized way, you know, globally, worldwide.
Now, you are a brand ambassador, as am I.
Yes.
Right? But I think you were more qualified because you actually attended more of these events than I did. So let me ask you this. Is Toastmasters, as far as you know, focusing more on leadership now than just communication and speaking, or are they trying to bring leadership more into the light?
I think that's probably a good way to say it. The focus is definitely still very much on communication, but
right.
especially with the new tagline of where leaders are made, the focus is on kind of casting that light on that aspect of it.
Don't forget about the leadership. We do that too.
Right.
It's like if you go to McDonald's, you just don't get hamburgers, you get hamburgers and fries. So they're basically just saying, don't forget about the fries.
I don't know that I'd say it that way.
But right. And they probably wouldn't either. Otherwise, it would be in the brand packet.
Yeah. Don't forget about the leadership.
Right.
Sasha Strauss from Innovation Protocol, who is the head of the firm that Toastmasters worked with to undertake this rebrand or branding refresh, if you will. He spoke yesterday at the workshop. We've heard him speak before.
Yeah,
had
sure.
him on the show before,
yep.
as a matter of fact. But one thing that he said in talking about the direction of the tagline and whatnot is Toastmasters did a lot of research globally and asked people in all different regions of the world where Toastmasters exists, who would you name as a great leader?
Right.
And the names that came up, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King Jr.
A question, did my name come up on that list?
I didn't hear Beau Bennett, no. Yeah. I'm sure someone named it, but it was probably statistically insignificant.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So the point being that these people are great leaders, certainly. And as Sasha Strauss said, they are great communicators, absolutely. And there's the two are just intertwined. As you're growing in your communication ability, your confidence is growing, and your ability to lead is growing. So
more important, I heard you got a gift packet as a brand ambassador.
Yes, the brand ambassadors did get a little gift box, I guess you could call it, with a T-shirt. And
that was
pen.
Too tight for you?
Embarrassingly, yes. It was kind of the athletic fit, and I thought, oh, yeah, large. I'll fit in a large.
But
I had to do the walk of shame back to the counter and ask to exchange it for XXL. Believe me, you don't want to see me in that shirt.
Thank you for that, by the way, for exchanging that shirt. We appreciate it. So what was after the brand management?
Well, there were a couple of educational workshops yesterday that I was not able to attend, but the big kickoff was last night, the opening ceremonies. Beginning, of course, as usual, with the parade of...
Was Siegfried and Roy there?
No. David Copperfield was...
presiding over the event. No. That's not true, folks.
Yeah, so there was the banners of all the different countries represented in the organization. Pat Johnson gave her State of the Organization speech. A couple of quick sound bites from that. First of all, this is the most highly attended international convention ever, with over 1,900 attendees this year.
This year? Yes. Did she say why she thinks that is? Is it the location, or is it just the excitement?
I think it's the buffet.
The buffet, the free buffet.
She didn't speculate as to why. Another record, Toastmasters reported 1,247 new clubs this year, new clubs chartered. And believe it or not, 301 of those clubs were chartered in the month of June. Toastmasters entered 6 new countries as well this year, bringing the reach to 116 countries.
Are they in that country that's an island? Have you heard of that country? It's like a floating barge outside of England. It's this one guy who owns it. He's his own president. Does anybody know the name of that country?
It's officially a country?
It is officially a country, yeah. What's it called? Islandia? Yeah, that is right.
I'll have to Google that.
So we have to find out if Toastmasters is in that country, and if not, it's our job to bring it in.
That's
there.
An opportunity.
All right, let's jot that down.
He needs 20 to charter.
Oh, you need 20 to charter, that's right, to a club. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Right.
So what else do we got?
Well, we had comedian Dan Ninen.
Dan Ninen. We interviewed Dan not too long ago. That was pretty good. And how was he?
Dan was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
He was really funny. Yeah. Something very unique that he did in his presentation, he put on the slides that were projected in front of the 1,900 attendees his cell phone number, as well as his hotel room number. He had a suite, and the time of 11 p.m., as in, meet me at 11 p.m., I'm having a party.
And I hear people are still in his room now. They haven't left.
He can't kick them out. But we did bump into Dan this morning. And
right.
He said that I think the party went till about 3 a.m. So
good.
Have been a rocking good
time. So Dan did a great job.
Yes.
With his speech. It was entertaining, educational. Was there any educational value whatsoever, or that wasn't really his role?
Wasn't really his role. Yeah. I would say educational value in terms of just watching someone who is a really good
speaker and communicator. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
So, yeah.
Was that the end of the events?
Or? No. Then the keynote speaker was Dr. Dave Logan. Recognize that name, Bo?
I sure do, yeah.
And all of the
Toastmasters... Tribal leadership, right?
Yes, tribal leadership. All the Toastmasters who attended got a copy of his book, Tribal Leadership.
He gave away free books?
Yes, the Toastmasters organization did.
Was that on the brochure? Because I didn't see that.
No, but Bo, I was able to work this copy for you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice
You're
of
welcome.
You.
Awesome. Yeah.
So do you guys have your book, free book?
Yeah.
Anybody read it yet? You've read the whole thing?
I read the first two chapters.
The first two chapters.
That's a start.
Quite inspiring.
That's an early review here.
Thank you.
So yeah, Dave Logan's, his presentation was interesting. It was not his usual shtick, as he said.
Right.
When we had him on the show before the convention, he went over the stages of tribes. And he did not cover that material last night.
Okay.
He did something fairly unique. I'm going to say it was pretty heavy, heady maybe. He used the word esoteric at one point, which resonated with me a bit. One of the things, believe it or not, and this is, you know, the keynote speech before the convention, he was talking about Cicero's five parts of rhetoric, which sounded quite academic, but it was really, I thought, inspiring and challenging presentation.
Well received by the audience?
I think it was. It was, yeah. Good. It's something that is going to take me some time to kind of unpack and mull over, because I think there's a lot of power to
Well, at least
he
got his
said.
Book for a reference, right?
That's
you don't have
right.
to figure the whole thing out tonight. You got
no,
some time.
Pressure's off.
And that takes you to the end of the day?
Pretty much, yeah.
Day one. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Good review.
I understand you've got some news here.
Yes. Bo. Yeah, we sure do.
In addition to, or as part of the Toastmaster rebrand being rolled out, as some of our listeners know, you are the creator of Free Toast Host.
Yes.
And I understand you changed a couple colors and images.
A little bit more than that. It's kind of
refresh.
Yeah, kind of an understatement, right?
Right. But of course, I know you did a lot more than that. So I guess tell us a little bit about the new Free Toast Host 2.0 and why didn't you just change some banners and colors?
Yeah, well, it started a few months ago when Toastmasters International came to me and they said, well, you know what, Bo, we're doing a whole rebrand. We want a fresh new look. We want new colors, new logo. And I said, you know what? It's been 8 years since I basically touched that code, since I created that. And 8 years ago, everybody knows an internet time is like, you know, centuries. So, all right, it's time to change things around. So I decided, well, let's just create something brand new. Let's start from scratch. So basically, the new system contains none of the old code. It's brand new. Everything is brand new, which doesn't make it as easy as just like pressing a button and getting a new banner. There's a little bit more work to be done. But you know what? For my clubs that I updated, mm-hmm. I realized that half the files I had on there were no good anymore. Mm-hmm. Like the information of the members were all the information was all outdated. We had members that haven't shown up in 4 years. So it was great. It was just like a total spring cleaning. And the new club, it's just,
slate.
Yeah, it just looks amazing. It's with all the new technology, like the jQuery, the JavaScript, all instant feedback, really nice user interface. It really is completely different than the old school HTML that was used for Free Toast Host 1.0. Mm. So I just decided, you know, now is the time just to clean it up and refresh it and give
right.
everybody a new option.
And when Free Toast Host rolled out 8 years ago, there were a lot of features embedded into that application
right.
available for clubs to use. I know some of them are still part of the new system, although redone, and some of
yeah.
them went by the wayside.
Yeah.
So, but what are some of the new features on Free Toast Host 2.0?
Well, I think one of my favorite features is the whole agenda. I mean, I think after 8 years of comments and people using it on a regular basis, club presidents, VP of Eds, and members, and signing up, the list of suggestions was just overwhelming. I mean, constantly, like, oh, can we have this? Could we do this? And there was no way you could build all those suggestions into the old system. So just rebuilding the whole agenda and giving them pretty much what they wanted in terms of ordering and printing and with photos and images, I mean, they look amazing.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite. But each member profile is really associated with social networking. Because almost everybody now has a Facebook account, a Twitter account, LinkedIn. So you put your URLs in there. So no longer do you have to update information. Because I noticed on my Free Toast Host profile, I had stuff there that was like 8 years old that I never changed. And most people,
right.
you have too many things to update. But now if you just link your social networking sites to there,
yes.
then people know exactly where to go to get more information. And what
right.
it really does is it basically helps with networking.
Mm. Good. Do you think the new platform is going to help clubs attract new members?
I do, definitely. I think one of the most important things that I don't think a lot of people realize is when people are looking to find a club, they go to Toastmasters International, and they do find a club, they search for clubs in their area, and in there is contact information. It says, click here to email the club member, or click here to visit the website, and unfortunately, people don't keep that updated. Which is too bad. So this new system kind of forces you to keep that information updated. It's kind of intertwined with the Toastmasters International site. So at the very least, more prospects will be able to find out and contact like a real person. We have contact forms now instead of email addresses, so everything will be updated. It's certainly going to help with prospects and build membership.
Right. Well, there are a lot of clubs that have been using the first release of the Free Toast Host platform
right.
for many years. Can you talk a little bit about the process of transitioning to Fritos Toast 2.0?
Well, fortunately, I'm not going to bore anybody because it's incredibly easy. You just sign up for a new Fritos Toast 2.0 site. The old Fritos Toast site will still be maintained, and it's still on its own server, and the new site runs under a different domain. So once you have your new site set up, you basically just change over the domain or advertise your new domain.
Right.
And that does the trick, and then you'll be, and then you just forget about your old one.
Right.
At some point in the future, we'll shut those servers down, but we haven't picked a date yet.
Yeah.
For that. We're going to give people enough time to do that.
So where should clubs go to take advantage of the new?
Just go to fritostoast.org, and it links. It'll jump right over to the new sign up, where if you have a club, you could just update your club there.
Nice.
Yeah. So very pretty good. Excited about it. It's good software. We just opened it up yesterday. And we have well over 100 clubs using it, and pretty much like every hour, there's like a dozen clubs that jump aboard.
Right.
So people are moving over pretty quickly, which is good.
Yeah.
Because it's important to get the new brand out there and get rid of the old logos and the old designs and so forth.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
It was a big project.
Cool. Okay. Well, we have a good number of people in the audience now, which is great. What we were going to do is something a little bit interactive. We were going to get some of you guys involved, if you're willing to come on up, kind of like an international table topics. Where you come up, you sit in the hot seat, we call it. You have a seat. We're just going to ask you a few questions, going to talk to you, find out who you are. And then we'll ask you a question, basically like a table topic. The question is related to the conference, to Toastmasters, something that all of you could obviously handle. So we'll even start with volunteers, because we don't know if you guys just want to sleep or not. We're not sure about that. All right. Well, why don't we start with our first buddy up here.
William.
William, come on up.
Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
You bet. Your name is William, right?
William Cunningham from San Antonio, Texas.
Nice to meet you, William. So San Antonio, Texas. How long did it take you to get here?
Well, two flights and had a stop on the way in Phoenix, so about 5 hours.
You took a stopover?
Yeah.
Isn't it just like one state away?
Well, when you're doing Travelocity, saving some money, you get two
stops.
Gotcha.
Understood. Wrong with that. Yeah. All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
So let's start you out with one of the questions. Ryan, do you want to kick off with one of the questions that we have?
Sure, yeah.
So 1 to 2 minutes.
Got it.
All right. So, William, a lot of times as people are coming to a convention like this and having to navigate airports and whatnot, they may come across perhaps a little bit of a nightmare or maybe an unusual story or experience. How was your travel here? Or have you had a nightmare travel experience either for this convention or any other time?
Well, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
All right, well, thanks for coming up.
Next.
Not done yet. So, it was real easy coming over here, and I think just choosing a window seat, you get to admire the U.S. just coming over, and it's interesting that Las Vegas is built in a desert. So, you know, just noticing that makes you think that's pretty interesting.
Good observation.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Will.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for coming up, William.
All right, who's next? Come on up, my friend. Your name, sir?
It's Tim DeRosa, another Texan, out of Houston this time.
All right, out of Houston. And did you have a layover, too?
Yeah, I almost found the same cheap flight he did.
Well, as long as he saved money, then it's worth it, I guess, right?
Well, I've pretty much lost that all the first night here.
Of course. That's what happens in Vegas. All right, so we got a few questions for you. Actually, we're just going to ask you one question.
So, Tim, let's talk about the Golden Nugget. Golden Nugget is a casino here, one of the old casinos in town. But that's actually not the Golden Nugget I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is a lot of times when you come to an event like this, you'll pick up Golden Nuggets, those little things. I know I end up with a list as I go over my notes after the convention of, that's an idea that if I really seize on this and run with it, it could really make an impact. So, at your time at the convention so far, have you come across any golden nuggets yet?
Not so much a golden nugget of information, but a golden nugget of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I came for my first conference with the Toastmasters, and I decided I was going to be a delegate. It turns out to be a delegate, you have to pick up your credentials. To pick up your credentials, if you're not a district governor, you have to wait. And what happened was someone had the bright idea of, hey, who wants to do a humorous speech? That suggestion was made, and I got a chance to do a humorous speech in front of 40 upset, sleep-deprived people.
Right.
And I'm going to be able to go back to my club now and say, I spoke at the Toastmasters International Convention.
Yay.
Nice! Good. And how was the audience after that speech? Were they even more asleep, or were they kind of...
the people that were in the first four rows told me it was a great speech, and they didn't ask my name, they didn't ask what club I was from, so I'm not so sure how that evaluation would have gone. But for the reaction from a bunch of total strangers, not being set up with an introduction or anything,
right.
I'm feeling pretty good about this, the humorous speech this fall, or the tall tales next spring.
Good.
That's what our district is doing for contests. So.
Well, you sound like a good speaker, so I'm sure you did a great job.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Tom.
Thanks. Thanks, Tim. All right, let's get somebody from the back. Who wants to go? Anybody in the back? No? All right.
I guess there's a reason they sat in the back.
That's what the back is all about.
How are you, sir?
Fine, thanks.
Good. Your name?
My name is Harry, and I'm from New York, New York, District 46.
New York, New York. All right.
Welcome, Harry.
Obviously, it costs money to come here.
Yes.
To this conference. It costs money to come to any Toastmasters conference. And yet, how many, 1,900 people?
Yeah,
dished out the money needed for the flight, the hotel, the conference, and the food and everything.
Probably time off from work as well.
Yes, there's opportunity costs there, of course. Why did you do it? And have you done it before? And if you did, obviously, it's worth it. So why?
First of all, I'd like to thank both of you for what you're doing for Toastmasters and especially for the Free Toast host. It's a great...
Oh, you're welcome. That's all right. Just get to your answer. We'll take it.
Yes, this gives me a little bit more time to think about it.
I know.
Yes, I've come to previous conventions, and I love coming every year. Mm-hmm. What do I gain out of that? Well, you see Toastmasters at its very best. The best of speakers, the best of presenters, the contests, my dream. One day, who knows, I might ever make it there. You see, if at the club level, that is Toastmasters at its average, you gain so much. Imagine how much more can you gain from the conventions where you really see the very best and you meet the very best people.
Right.
So it's really worth it, every penny.
Good. Well, thank you. Good answer.
Thanks, Harry.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, who's next? This guy's next. Come on up. Good to have you.
Welcome, sir.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Hello.
My name is Mitch Creighton, Distinguished Toastmaster, Speakers Bureau Chair, Parliamentarian District 52, past president of five different clubs, founder of two.
All right, time's up. Next. Who else?
Is there anything this man hasn't
and
done?
And I've only been in the club for 3 minutes, so, you know, I've got a lot more to do.
Wow.
All right. Well, we got a question for you. What do you enjoy most about Toastmasters conventions? And question before this, is this your first convention?
No.
Okay.
This is my third.
Good. So this question is perfect for you. What do you enjoy most about conventions? Not just this one, but conventions in general for Toastmasters.
The one thing that I find incredible is that the entire global community of Toastmasters shares the same vision. Mm-hmm. My very first international conference was in Anaheim. I met an Omani. I've never met an individual from the Middle East. And that man embraced me so much. We went to Disneyland together. I'm meeting people from all over the world who are here because communication and leadership are so globally important to them. They uplift me. They inspire me. I have been a Toastmaster for 20 years. You need to have somebody give you reality checks every once in a while.
Sure.
And the people that I meet here, I trust if I went into their world, and I've asked them if I went to Canada, if I went to UK, if I went to Africa, could I contact you? Without a doubt, it's yes. So my global village is just that, and I come back here and I see everybody face to face on an annual basis. It's awesome.
And you know what? Meeting people online is great, and communicating by email and even telephone, but there's just something about face-to-face and actually meeting some, putting a face to the name that you've been communicating with for so long.
You are absolutely right.
And that's what's great about this, right?
Nothing.
And you know, Mitch, if you ever make it to the Boston area, I'm sure Bo would be happy to put you up. He's got his pair.
I'd be delighted. Is the great dig completed?
We don't even know, to be honest.
We don't even know.
2030, I think, is the newest date.
Is that what the newest date is? Okay.
Mitch, it's been great.
I'm delighted. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Good job. You, ma'am, come on up. Give her a hand.
Watch the chords.
What is your name?
My name is Grace, and I'm originally from the Philippines, but I moved recently to Canada.
All right. Grace.
So that's where you are now, from Canada,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm from Canada, but I'm the immediate past president of my club in the Philippines, mm-hmm. Mactan Toastmasters Club and District 75.
So question for you, what's warmer, Philippines or Canada?
Philippines, no doubt. We're in a tropical country. It's really warm. I was there 2 weeks ago. It's really warm, like you're getting into a spa.
Nice.
Free spa.
Very good.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I've got a question for you, Grace.
Sure.
As you probably know, it's been said that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Or ends up on Facebook.
That's true. If there's one thing you could leave in Vegas, what would it be?
No, there's nothing I would like to leave in Vegas. I would like to share. That's the very reason. This is my first conference, and this is my first convention, and that's the reason why I'm here, because I would like to share it to my club members and, of course, in my country. And I've participated in so many speech contests and numerous international speech, but then I would like to see it on the international level. And I would like to share that and bring that home, because we still have a lot of things to learn. Yes.
Right.
And let me just, am I allowed to ask question?
No.
You can turn the tables on us?
No, because I just noticed it, that this is an international convention, but why is it that conferences only held in the U.S. and Canada, why not in other countries? I'm thinking about it because I'm also very involved with Rotary, and we travel around the world, and it's really a good experience to be in another country and also expand your friendships and, you know, territory in terms of friendships, and it's really good, a good experience.
You know what they're going to do, Grace? They're going to have a conference convention in the Philippines after you move to Canada.
Good luck!
All right, Grace, thank you very much.
Thanks, Grace.
Nice meeting you.
Right.
Good job. Watch it, Grace. All right, who's next? Let's come up. All right, you, sir. The back row, come on up. What is your name and where are you from?
Patrick Wee, Distinguished Toastmaster from District 80 that covers Singapore and Thailand.
Oh, great. Right, so you came from Singapore, or Thailand?
24 hours flight.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, that's dedication.
Wow. So what?
15 hours time difference.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Can't imagine.
Good for you.
3 hours and I'm feeling it. Bo.
That's dedication, I know. Dedication, commitment.
Wow.
That is great. All right. So I take it you did attend some of the events yesterday. You're not going to come all that way
and
play with the casinos. Right. Okay. Good. So what was one of the highlights for you of yesterday's events?
I think this is my third convention. Mm-hmm. Every convention is unique in its way. This convention very unique. I love the opening event yesterday, and I think that's very good. The board briefing was fantastic, was awesome, especially with the new announcements of the new changes and all. I think we are heading towards the right direction.
That's good.
Yeah.
What did you like about the event last night?
I think the whole paraphernalia of the pageantry, the opening event and all, I think that is very, very good in itself.
It's great to see the international representation,
correct.
For sure.
Yes.
Folks
to
like
see
you
all the various countries
from so far. Yeah.
Yes, and great to hear stories like yours as well, travel stories. We appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Nice job. All right. Who's next? You, sir. Come on up. Give him a hand. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is John DeLeo. I'm here from Kansas City, Missouri, representing District 22.
All right.
Great. Welcome, John.
Welcome.
John, I don't know if you've had a chance to look through any Las Vegas travel brochures to see some of the attractions and opportunities in the area, but there's some high adventure opportunities here. Helicopter rides, zip lines, base jumping off the stratosphere, skydiving. I don't know if you have anything special planned while you're here to get the adrenaline pumping, but whether you do or you don't, if you had the chance to get out and do something really adventurous while you're here in Vegas, what would that be, John?
Well, that's an interesting question. Aside from hoping that by the time I get home my bank account is not completely empty, I think it would really be interesting to do one of the helicopter rides, to get up there and see the lights, get over the strip and see all the lights spread out below you. I made the mistake of coming in the middle of the afternoon on Sunday, so I didn't get to see anything lit as we flew into beautiful McCarran downtown airport. All right, thank
That's you. That's great. Thank all you, John.
Thanks, John.
All right, do we have anyone else that wants to come on up? Okay, you, sir, come on up. You, yes. Are those the extent of your questions left?
Yes. These are all the questions I have left.
That's all right. We got. So your name and where are you from?
My name is Tim Mullins, and I'm from Camarillo, California, here in District 33.
All right.
So home district.
Did you fly here and take a layover as well?
I did not, but I wish I would have flown here because I came up here with my wife, my sister-in-law, and two granddaughters.
Wow.
A five-hour trip. That felt like 50.
Was it any one of them in particular, or the combination of all of them?
Yes.
All right. Well, speaking about road trips, why don't you quickly tell us about one of the most interesting road trips that you've taken in your life?
Interestingly enough, that road trip was here to Vegas in the past. And my best friend and I were coming to Vegas, and we were pumped, yeah. ready to get here, and we were coming up the grade from Baker to come into Nevada, and I'm just pedal to the metal, and all of a sudden my car is slowing down. I'm okay, what's going on? So I pull off to the side, pop the hood, get out, and I look and I go, oh, I see what the problem is. In the meantime, my friends, Master mechanic, what is it? Well, the accelerator cable had popped loose, and I had to just, of course, put it back down and cinch it up. But being the ignoramus that I am, I didn't have any tools, so I'm, ooh, ow, ooh, 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 ow. But I got it into place, and then we got into Vegas, went and immediately bought some tools.
Right.
On our way back from Vegas, same car, heading the other way, psh, the hose busted.
Was that due to your handiwork?
That was due to my handiwork, of course. But that was at the bottom of the hill.
Right.
So cut it off, pulled it over, yikes, cinched it into place, got no water. I am an ignoramus, by the way. Made it to the top of the hill and coasted 17 miles down that hill into Baker and pulled into a gas station.
But you know what's important? You're here today with us, and that's what really counts.
You survived. You're a real survivor.
So, I am.
Congratulations to that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Good job. All right, you, ma'am, come on up. Give her a hand, folks. Your name and where are you from?
My name is Ruthie Barnes. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay.
And representing District 3, Club 5056.
So question.
Okay.
Is it hotter here or hotter in Phoenix? Because they have the whole thing about the snow cone and melting snow cone in Phoenix, but they don't say that about Las Vegas.
You probably fry a steak dinner in Phoenix on the sidewalk.
Yeah. So this is like a nice cool change for you coming here. 105.
Yeah. Come to Vegas to cool off.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, I got a question for you.
Okay.
If you haven't noticed, we're surrounded by casinos. In fact, we are in one right now, or at least a hotel that features a prominent casino.
Okay.
So I would like to know, is there any gambling on your agenda during your stay here? Does it interest you at all, something you'll be doing?
I actually told someone today over breakfast that I'm actually allergic to losing money. So if they had to depend on me to make money, the whole entire city would shut down like a Tonka toy. So, I'm not a gambler.
Right.
So.
If you were, what would you do? What do you think? Blackjack, slots?
I would probably play the one with the quarters, where you put the quarters in and play that. Do they have that here?
They still have them, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Are you talking about
the
slot machines?
The quarter slots?
Yeah, the little slot machine,
You know, the fact that you don't know the name of that proves that you're not a gambler, so good for you.
I think there might be penny slots somewhere, too, right? Are there still penny slots?
They're probably like off the strip.
Yeah, so I would probably play that.
Or they do the rock, paper, scissors for money as well. Good. Well, thank you very much. Well, it was nice meeting you.
See me after the show. I'll give you a dollar and you can do 100 penny slots.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thanks. Nice meeting you. All right, who's next?
I think this woman in the back had her hand up earlier, I believe.
All right, come on down, ma'am. Give her a hand.
We didn't mean to overlook you earlier.
No, sorry.
I got nervous when I saw you left the room, but you came back.
Oh, I thought it started at 12:30, the next seminar, but it's 1 o'clock.
Oh,
so,
well, so
you guys get a little bit more of me now.
So that one was important enough for you to walk out of this one. Is that what you're saying? It's understandable.
Yep.
We'll take all right. So your name and where you're from.
I'm Sybil Phillips, and I'm from Lake Arrowhead, California. I'm District 12, which is Inland Empire, Riverside, and San Bernardino County.
All right.
Great.
Great. Good to be here. Good to have you here. All right. I'd like to know about shows and performances. This is my second time in Vegas. The first time I didn't do any kind of shows or performances. But as somebody like to
me... You're doing one right now, though.
Well, you know what I mean. The ones where people pay money for, not the freebies. Ones that are worth going to, let's say that. For a newbie like myself, what would you recommend to see? If we just had one night to see a really good show, what would it be and why?
The Thunder from Down Under.
Well, actually, as a Toastmaster, I can reflect experiences of another Toastmaster.
Okay.
And my roommate was treated to the Men in the Blue Men group.
The Blue
show,
Men group, yeah.
And she was totally excited about it. She said it is something she's never seen. It is not only music, but they also climb over the audience. And I guess you wear ponchos because you could get splashed with water or paint or whatever. Mm. But she said it was a great, incredible experience. And so now I'm thinking, wow, maybe I can get some half-price ticket and go there myself. So that's what I would probably mention to somebody who asked me.
The Blue Man Group.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Enjoy the convention.
Out of like the four shows I've seen in my life, that was actually one of them. Mm. Blue Man Group, they're based, I think they started in Boston.
I think they may have, yeah. I've seen them in Boston as well.
They worked their way down. All right, who's next? Who would like to speak? Hey, you, sir, come on up.
Yeah, you, that's right.
Your name and where you're from.
My name is Don Matthews. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
All right, somebody else was from Minnesota, weren't they? Did
That's
you know
a
them?
Few of us from Minnesota, huh. Yeah.
You guys all come together, like in the same
no.
car?
The bus.
No, we all came different days, different times, different events, different agendas.
All right. Gotcha. All right, good enough. I have a very easy question for you.
Cool.
Why did you join Toastmasters?
Oh, it's about 13 years ago, 97. It was, I was the vice chair for the American Society of Mechanical Engineers for the Minnesota section. And I knew the next year I was going to be the chairman.
Okay.
And I knew I'd have some public speaking to do. And I wasn't really afraid of it. I just wanted to get good at it.
Right.
And somebody recommended Toastmasters, and I never heard of the organization, but I thought, this is my kind of crowd. I went to one club meeting, and I was hooked. And I'd been to every district, 6 convention since 2001. I think it was my first one, and I haven't missed one since.
All right.
And I hold a district office, a semi-district office. I can still compete in speech competitions, but what I do is the audio-visual for the district.
I see.
Ah,
so that's what I do.
Well, we'll stick around, and you can help us put all this stuff away.
Okay.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
You bet.
Good job. All right, folks, we got time for one more. One more. Who?
I saw her hand in the back here. First.
Okay.
The
come
shirt.
On up. Woman in the blue. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine here.
Okay, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Doris and I am from Taiwan.
Taiwan.
From Taiwan.
Have you ever heard about Taiwan?
I've heard of Taiwan.
Yes,
okay.
I have some
a lot of typhoons.
That
and
That's right, what was that?
A lot of typhoons.
Oh, typhoons.
Yeah, famous for typhoons and fruits. Yeah.
And fruits.
Yeah.
Fruits.
What kind of fruits?
All kinds of. I can just name a few. Pineapples, lychee. You know lychee?
No, I don't know lychee.
Mango.
I never heard of that. Wait.
Oh,
so lychee is mango, or mango is just you're skipping lychee?
Lychee is a tropical fruit.
Lychee.
Yeah.
Has anybody here heard of lychee before? Okay, so she's not lying.
You've
it's
got a
real.
Room full
of
lychee
fans. Yeah, that's right.
Were there only two who've never heard of lychee?
Let's write that down. I got to Google that.
Do they have it at the buffet?
Okay, I can show you. Just go to Taiwan.
Ah. All right. So. I'd like to ask you a question about traveling. Obviously, you don't stay in Taiwan. You get around.
You're not commuting back and forth to the convention every day, right?
That's exactly. true. That's okay. true. Okay.
So where have you been, the most exciting place that you've been in the world, and why?
Oh, so that's a lot, I need to say. And the most impressive, I think, is California.
Okay.
Okay, that's... Okay. Because I spent a whole summer there, and I do some Asia exchange, teachers exchange program at the Stanford University. Yeah, and I stayed in the dorm. That was the very first time that I have a Japanese roommate, and when I wake up in the early morning, I have to speak in English. Yeah, so,
oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. Good job. All right. Well, this has been a great event. Thank you all for showing up. It's wonderful to be here. We have 3 more days of the convention to go, if you count today. Is that true? Well,
today's Thursday.
Am I doing my math correctly?
Friday and Saturday.
Oh, just 2 more days. Okay. I can't. Well, if you count. Obviously, I can't add 2 to 3. When will the next broadcast be? Well, we're planning on doing a broadcast every day. You guys could find us down at the Media Center. We'll be in front of the Media Center on the first floor, right in the main area there. Ryan and I will be podcasting and doing interviews pretty much the whole convention from start to finish. But this was our one and only podcast all the way through. Then we'll be piecing it together and giving our audience an update of what's been going on here and how much fun we're all having. Yes, sir, we got a question. The podcast will be available on the Toastmasters podcast website, also linked to Toastmasters.org. Toastmasters podcast is Toastmasterspodcast.org.
.com.
And Toastmasters.org, you could find the podcast link there as well.
It's Toastmasters.org/podcast.
Okay, very good. And any other questions from the audience before we wrap it up? Yes, you ma'am down there.
I'd like to congratulate Ryan on being a presidential
psychologist
this morning.
Yay! Thank you.
I have to repeat that. How could we forget that? Ryan actually got a presidential citation, and that in Toastmasters, that's a good thing. You know,
I thought I was going to have to pay a fine.
Right? No fines involved, and he didn't even know about it. So that shows how much he reads his email and pays attention.
I didn't have the opportunity to attend and accept the award, but
which is too bad.
I'm honored to have received it
for his services for Toastmasters International. Job well done again, Ryan. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We appreciate it. See you next time.
Enjoy.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com. And let us know how we can help you.